Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello everyone, Charles Watts here. Welcome back to Inside Arsenal. As you can see, slightly different setting behind me today. As you know, I'm away on holiday at the moment, but I have been given permission by the boss to be able to record a brief video today ahead of such a huge game tonight at the Emirates. Unfortunately, of course, I'm not going to be there. I'm going to be watching on from here. But yeah, huge game, massive game. So I had to talk about it today. It's going to have to be a little bit different. I'm not going to have the slides as usual. So you're probably going to see me, unfortunately, looking down at the screen I have here just to go over some of the quotes. I was looking at what Mikel Arteta has been having to say, looking at what Thomas Tuchel's been having to say at a game. Gabriel Jesus has been speaking, some interesting stuff from him. We'll go over a predicted 11. I do have a few of your questions and comments, really, as well, but obviously they're not going to come up on screen, so I'm going to have to read through a couple of them. But I hope you bear with me for next week or so. If I do manage to do videos, it's just going to be a little bit different, not quite as professional, if you want to call it that, if you can ever call what I do professional. But I still wanted to try and do a little bit of content for you while I was away, because it's so big games, so many big games. I was talking to an Arsenal fan yesterday in a restaurant where I am, and we were just talking about how massive the next week or so is in terms of Arsenal. It's just every single game is big, isn't it? Tonight, huge. Villa, huge. Bayern, second leg next week, just absolutely massive. But it's what we want, isn't it? Waited so long to be in this position. You go back 4 or 5 years to what Arsenal are doing at this stage of the season, and now compare it to this, and it's chalk and cheese, isn't it? And it's what we've all waited so long for, and I'm so gutted I'm not going to be there tonight. It's going to be such a special night at the Emirates today. Arsenal's first knockout quarter-final Champions League game for, what, I can't even remember when the last time was, but Arsenal trying to bid to get to the semi-final, and they've got a real good chance given the form they are in, given the form Bayern Munich are in as well. But if anyone thinks this is going to be easy tonight because of the form Bayern Munich have been showing domestically, I think you're going to be in for a little bit of a rude awakening. I can't imagine Bayern are going to come over and just roll over and put up very, very little fight over these two games. I think it's going to be a real test. It's going to be really interesting to see where Arsenal are in terms of experience, how they can handle this situation. We know Bayern Munich are vastly more experienced at this sort of stage of the competition when it comes to the Champions League. Will that help them? We'll have to wait and see. Mikel Arteta has been speaking ahead of the game. He says, you're going to have magic moments at a certain stage, at a certain moment in the competition, in the tie. Something exceptional has to happen. It has to go your way. You have to generate that momentum. And in order for that to happen, you have to make it happen. Otherwise, it's not going to come. You have to provoke that, and we will try to make that happen. When you reach those stages of competition and the scoreline reflects such a difference, it was a really painful one. He's talking about the 5-1 defeats Arsenal had against Bayern last time they were in this competition. He says, when you reach those stages of competition and the scoreline reflects such a difference, it was a really painful one to swallow. It was a difficult one to swallow. It is a lot of history. That is Bayern's history. They have earned it. Now we have to create our own one. And they do. This is what it is. You know, this is unknown territory for Arsenal, really, in the Champions League, certainly in the last decade or so. And they have to write their own history now. They did that against Porto with that penalty shootout victory. It's one that's going to go down for the ages at the Emirates that night, and they need to now add to that. Victory against Bayern would certainly get things going, and Arsenal are in good shape going into it. You saw it training yesterday, the open training session, absolutely every single player fit and available, apart from obviously Jurrien Timber, who's still working his way back from that knee injury. But take Timber out of it, every single player involved in training yesterday fit and available. When you look at where Arsenal are at this stage of the season, how many games they've played, that is remarkable. Fair play to the medical staff, fair play to the coaching staff for sort of managing everyone and their load so well to get into this position, to have everyone available. What a huge boost that is for Arsenal going into today, and it's certainly going to give Mikel a few decisions to make when it comes to naming his starting 11. Bayern as well are in pretty good shape. Obviously, they've had a lot of injury doubts going into this game, with the likes of Manuel Neuer, Kingsley Coman, Leroy Sané, Pavlovic have all been sort of injury doubts going into it, but it looks like they're all fit. They all trained as well, so they're all probably going to be involved one way or the other. If not in the starting 11, then certainly in the squad for tonight's game. Just focusing some more on what Mikel Arteta's been saying ahead of this game, he was asked if Bayern's form is going to be relevant, he thinks, for the tie. He said, from my side, no. As well, it's something that we have to say no or control over, and we just accept all of the best form of our opponent against Bayern, Brighton or Aston Villa. Regardless of where they are, you always have to expect them to play in the best possible way and be prepared to outperform them. He was asked if the criticism that Bayern faced really recently has made him a more dangerous sort of animal going into this game. He said, hopefully not. And on if the first leg changes the dynamic a little bit for Arsenal, considering the Porto game was obviously the other way around. First leg was in Porto, second leg was at the Emirates. He said, we know that every knockout stage is like this. The rules have changed as well, and that's very important. You have to be able to manage the game and control as many scenarios as we can within the 180 minutes. I think the fact that there is no away goals, as he says, the rules have changed, I think definitely has a big impact on these sort of games now. The jeopardy of conceding away from home is not quite there. It's like if you do concede, it is not a disaster like it used to be. And so I do think that takes away a little bit from the sort of pressure you're playing under. If you're playing the first leg home, you just do not want to concede a goal. I think this time it's a little bit different. And also, I think Arsenal back themselves to go and score in Munich. Anyway, they tend to score. It doesn't matter who they're playing against. And I think the way they're playing at the moment, they've certainly backed themselves to go and get a goal in Munich anyway. Looking at what Mikel's going to have to face tonight, decision-making-wise, myself and Lewis talked about it yesterday. If you haven't seen the show yesterday and you want some pre-match content before tonight's game, then head over to it and watch it. If you can see it on YouTube, or you can find it on your podcast as well. It's sort of a big Bayern preview I've done with Lewis Ambrose, obviously of Arseblog fame, works for One Football, based over in Germany, real German football expert. Some really great insight from Lewis ahead of tonight's game, so go and give that a watch. And we spoke about it yesterday and some of the sort of big decisions that Mikel's got facing him going into this game. I think left back certainly is the big one, isn't it, when you look at who might start there. It was Zinchenko against Brighton. We've seen Kivior be playing there. Tomiyasu's now fit. It feels like if Tomiyasu's 100%, this probably is a game for Tomiyasu in my mind. Whether that means he starts, we'll have to wait and see. Elsewhere, I think the team pretty much picks itself, even in midfield. I know a lot of people are saying they want Thomas Partey back for this game, but I'd be very, very surprised if Mikel Arteta does that. I think Jorginho is going to start this. And I think the left-back decision is the big one. So I'm going to do my predicted 11 for tonight now. Remember, this is the predicted 11. It's not the one that I would necessarily go for. So the thing I think, the 11 I think Mikel's going to go for is going to be Raya, White, Saliba, Gabriel. I'm going to go Tomiyasu. I just feel, if Tommy's fit, I think Arteta will want him for this game for his one-on-one qualities against the Bayern wingers. So I'm going Tomiyasu at left back. And then Jorginho, Odegaard and Rice, Saka, Havertz and Martinelli. So that's my predicted 11. I have to admit, I think that's probably the 11 that I would pick as well. I think I'd probably go Tomiyasu at left back if he's fit, just for his qualities one-on-one. I think he'd be really good good there. You know, no disrespect to Kivior, he's been brilliant filling in. I don't really feel like it's his Zinchenko game. So I just think Tomiyasu just gives you that extra little bit of defensive stability and quality against a winger one-on-one. So that's what I'd go for. And I'd certainly go with Jorginho in midfield, and I'd keep Havertz up front, and I'd bring Martinelli back in and move Jesus onto the left. Jesus has actually been speaking ahead of this game. This was quite interesting from him. He was talking in the press conference yesterday, and when it's a UEFA game, you don't just get the manager, you get a player as well. And yesterday, Arsenal put Jesus up in front of the media, and he was talking about his season, his injuries, Arsenal potentially bringing in another striker in the summer. I thought this was interesting when he was asked about his injuries and how he's been struggling to deal with it. And he said, I don't remember the last time I played football without pain. I tried to keep strong in my mind. And it's quite mad, isn't it, when you think about it? And it is true. Whenever you talk to footballers, they always say there's always something. You know, they're very rarely going to any match feeling like, you know, 100%. And with Jesus, you sort of look what he was like when Arsenal signed him, and those first sort of 6 months before the World Cup, before he went and got that knee injury, how he was playing, how fast he was, his movement. And then you look at him now, he certainly does look like the player who is playing through some sort of issue. You know, he's always there in the back of his mind. And we know that knee injury is not going away. It's something Arsenal have been managing. And so I think when you you sort of put a little bit of criticism on Jesus. And there has been plenty of criticism levelled at Jesus from supporters. I think you've got to always have that in your mind when you've got a player who's playing through the pain, basically, trying to do his best for the club despite he's not at 100% fit. He was asked about competition coming in and if that affects him. He says, look, they already know if they want a striker or not. He's talking about Arsenal. This might be a question for them. My job is just to train hard and improve, and I have to improve. Speculation will always be there. I think whatever happens in the summer, Gabriel Jesus still has a big, big future at Arsenal. He still has a lot to play for, and a lot to help. It will help this team a lot. He's such a fantastic player, and I think a lot of people are forgetting that at the moment when it comes to Jesus. And if they can get fit, I mean, imagine if he goes away for the summer, really sorts his knee out, comes back for pre-season, has a good pre-season, and is ready to go next year. I think it's going to be such a huge boost for Arsenal because he's such a quality player.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I just want to talk about what Thomas Tuchel's been saying. I thought he had some really interesting comments ahead of tonight's game. He comes here under huge pressure, obviously, Tuchel. Bayern Munich had an awful run in the Bundesliga since the turn of the year. Bayer Leverkusen absolutely romping away for the Bundesliga title. It'll be sealed this weekend for them as long as they win, which would be fantastic for Granit Xhaka. So Tuchel coming under huge amounts of scrutiny. We already know he's leaving at the end of the season, but there's been lots of talk after the defeat at the weekend to Heidenheim that he could even have gone before the Arsenal game. Bayern said no, he's staying, despite the criticism from fans. And it's kind of, it's interesting how Bayern are going to be like. Are they going to be that wounded animal? Is it they know the league's gone, so every single effort they have is just going to go into the Champions League now? Can they play with a little bit more freedom almost, or will there be more pressure on them because they know this is their last chance of any sort of success this season? And Tuchel said, when he's talking about Arsenal and Bayern, he said, look, we have more experience in the Champions League. It's different in the Champions League compared to the Premier League. We want to use that advantage. It's been at a high level so far in the Champions League. We have achieved our minimum goal. And I think that extra Champions League experience, I think that will be important today. We saw it just in the previous round when Arsenal played Porto. You know, Arsenal they're a better team than Porto, comfortably a better team than Porto. But it was not easy. We all know it wasn't easy. It went the distance, it went to penalty shootout. And Porto used all the experience they have in this competition really, really well against Arsenal. And, you know, this Bayern team's not, for all their struggles domestically, are still on another level than Porto. So if players who can take the game away from you like that. So Arsenal are going to have to be absolutely on it. They can't take anything for granted. Tuchel really full of praise for Arteta and the job Arsenal are doing in the Premier League so far this season. He says, Arsenal are the best level in the Premier League. All the data shows that. They have amazing data in the Champions League as well. It'll be a big test for us. The season is not lost. The season is over when it's over. The criticism is deserved. And we are not going to win the league. We haven't had consistency, passion and hunger in the Bundesliga. In the Champions League, we have played at a high level. But we know our strengths. We know how we want to cause them pain. We know the Champions League is where we have more experience over the last few years. There is a different type of football than the Premier League. So that has to be an influence. Interesting comments there from Tuchel. And I do think Bayern are going to turn up and they're going to be a completely different team than what we're expecting them to be, or a lot of people are expecting them to be. This won't be a pushover. There's no way you can play Bayern in the quarterfinal of the Champions League and it just be a really comfortable, easy win. If Arsenal are going to get through to the semi-finals, they're going to have to play very, very well over the next two legs because Bayern are certainly going to cause them plenty of problems. Interesting though, tonight, no Bayern Munich fans, of course, in the Emirates. So it's going to be absolutely jam-packed with Arsenal fans. No away fans are not allowed to travel because they've what they did in the last game against Lazio, have a one-game ban for travelling fans. So the full stadium is going to be Arsenal fans. Arteta calling for the fans to be really, really loud, make lots of noise tonight. It should be an absolutely cracking atmosphere. I still can't believe I'm not there. So, so gutted. Going to be watching it later on, just wishing I was there. All right, before I go, I'm just going to go through what you guys have been saying. I've got a few comments and questions, well, not questions, more sort of opinions from you ahead of in terms of what you want to see tonight in the game. Asher says, it's funny when people talk about smashing Bayern. Please calm down. Look at their individual quality. I'll be happy for a win at the Emirates and a 0-0 draw in the Allianz. So let's just put a lot of respect on them, or I'm afraid they will stun us if we are too arrogant. I think that's really spot on comment there from Asher. Nostradamus 86 says, Bayern are capable of being cut open countless times, and with Kane scoring nearly half the amount of goals for them this season, keeping Gabriel and Rice on him should be enough to take full advantage of the open space left by a number of Bayern's players who have been doing so for the last few months. Yeah, I mean, look, Kane, we know, for all Bayern's struggles this season, he scored 32 goals in the Bundesliga alone. He's having an amazing individual season. Love scoring against Arsenal, of course, especially from the penalty spot. And it's going to be so key. If Arsenal can keep Kane quiet, he's clearly their main goal threat. But when you have wingers like Sané, who's probably going to start, players like that, you know, potentially Koeman, who could come in, even though he's been out for a fair while. There's goal scorers all over the pitch. Thomas Müller, if he plays, you know, it's not just about Kane, but he's clearly, clearly their biggest goal threat that they have. Smithy72 says, Tommy at left back for me. Yeah, I agree with that, Smithy. I think I wouldn't be disappointed if any of the left backs play, but Tommy Asu would certainly be the one that gives me the most confidence of being able to shut Bayern out. Uni360 says, I think Mikel will play Martinelli on the left with Havertz up top. Yeah, I think the last 2 weeks has been about managing Martinelli's fitness to make sure he's right for this game. I think all eyes have been on Bayern when it comes to Bayern Munich. When you look at how they play, you look at the struggles they've had dealing with wingers and wingbacks in the past. I watched their game against Leverkusen a few weeks ago and just got absolutely destroyed by the wingbacks. And obviously Martinelli's not a wingback, but Arsenal's so, so strong from those wide areas. So I think the whole last couple of weeks managing Martinelli's injury has just been with one eye on getting him back for this game. So I think you're right, and I think Havertz will play up top and Gabriel Jesus will be on the bench for this. So Uni360, I think you're right. Dave from Ottawa now has got in touch and says, Gabriel and Saliba will neutralise Kane, but not as easily as they have with Haaland. His mobility and tendency to drop deep will prove a challenge, but our defending is world class and we will prevail 3-0. Dave from Ottawa predicts. Now that would be nice to take that sort of advantage over to Germany next week. Yeah, look, Kane, his ability to drop deep, the sort of playmaker role, the number 10 role that he can play, it does put him on. It's a completely different challenge to playing Haaland, who we know is just basically an out-and-out penalty box striker. Both very physical, both very strong, but it's definitely going to be a slightly different challenge for the centre-backs. I think Declan Rice is going to be really important in that as well, dropping into that role. Declan Rice and Gabriel should be all over Kane when he drops into that 10 role. And Magoo9066 says, I think the only change Arteta will make is party in for Jorginho, as I have a feeling Tommy and Martinelli aren't fit enough to start at the moment, and I'm not sure Jorginho starts after playing 90 minutes. Tommy has only played 30 minutes max in a game since returning, so I'd be shocked if he starts. Maybe he plays Kivior at left-back, but I don't expect many changes from the weekend. It's hard to guess the lineup because we have no idea how fit and ready the players are. Yeah, you're right. But again, I do wonder, Tommy and Martinelli, again, that they're just being managed to get them fit for this game. And that's why maybe they haven't played as much as we probably would have expected over the last couple of weeks. I think it's just been managing that load, getting them ready for tonight. I don't think Partey comes in for Jorginho. I'd be surprised. I know Jorginho played the full game against Brighton, but I still think he plays tonight. I'd be really, really surprised if Partey comes in for that game. And that's it. Thank you very much for watching or for listening. Everyone, appreciate your time. As always, like I said, a little bit different today, and it's going to be a little bit different throughout the week in terms of when I can do these videos and how I do these videos. But I hope you appreciate them anyway. And if you're going tonight, enjoy it. Be loud. Back the boys. And hopefully tomorrow we can all celebrate a fantastic, fantastic Arsenal win. Till then, everyone, have a great day. Speak to you soon. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.